Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Zayin. We are holding back on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're a little bit behind. We're at, I think, Velo Shalosh at the two dots. The last one in line is Velo, about, I guess, 12, 15 lines before the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Adli Lenishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlach of our soldiers and our captives, as well as by Esti and Avi Goldstein, Adli Lenishmas, their beloved son, my beloved Talmud, Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi Ben Avram, Alav Shalom, on his sixth yard site, which is tomorrow, this Shabbos, his Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We miss him very much. It's also sponsored by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, Lila Nishmas Moshe's grandfather, David Levi Ben Yitzchak HaKohen, whose yard site is today in the Shem Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to finish up our discussion about the limitations on making an Ir Nidachas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the basis for the opinions that Sanhedrin has 70 or 71 Dayanim. Then the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time on the backstory of the Nevuah and of the Nevuah of Eldar Umeidan, how Eldar Umeidan ended up alone and what exactly was the content of their Nevuah. Three different opinions, and we're going to challenge some of the opinions. Then the Gemara is going to go through some unusual cases where we actually end up with a Beis Din Shakul, even though typically you're not supposed to have a Beis Din Shakul. Then the Gemara is going to discuss qualifications that a person needs in order to serve on a Sanhedrin, and what would have to happen in order for us to deem a particular Sanhedrin to be super qualified or to be an exceptional Sanhedrin. The Gemara is going to then give rules regarding various titles of Tanaim and Amorayim that we find throughout Shas. This is referred to very often, Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, because it identifies who the Tanaim and Amorayim are when we say things like Danin Lefnei Chachamim. Who was Dan Lefnei Chachamim? Or Rabbi Seinu Sheba Bavel? Who are the Rabbi Seinu Sheba Bavel? So this is the Gemara that identifies Amri b'Marava. Who are the Amri b'Marava? So this is the one that this Gemara identifies who all of these people are. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we arrive at the population number of 120 as the minimal population of a city in order for it to have a Sanhedrin. Where do we pull that number from? That number 120. So let's begin again. Velo Shalosh. We said you should not have three Arei Hanidachas, but you can make one or two Ir Hanidachas. So it says Mav Dichsiv, because the pasuk says Achas. It says Ki Tishma Ba'achas Arecha Avlosin Achas Oshtayin. But you can make one or two Dichsiv Arecha. It says Arecha in Lashon Rabim. So I see that you're allowed to have two. So Achas would imply one. Arecha implies more than one. You could have two. So it must be that you're just not allowed to have three. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Brisa that says as follows: Achas, Achas Velo Shalom. When it says achas, we know that it means you can't have three arim nidachos. Atomer achas vol shalosh or enuela achas vol shtayim. You're sure the word achas comes to exclude having three? Maybe it comes to exclude having two. So kshomer arecha. But when it says arecha in the plural, hare shtayim amur, you see that you're allowed to have two arei or arim nidachos. Hamani mekayim achas. What do I do with the word achas in the pasuk? Sounds like one. So achas vol shalosh must be teaching me that one and not three. The Rishonim raised the question, why do I need to say achas at all? Just say arecha, that's plural, and I'll know that plural, the minimum of plural is two, and tafasta meruba lo tafasta, so it obviously means two, and not three. So Tosa says, no, you can't ask such a kasha. Don't ask such a kasha. Tosas doesn't say why you can't ask such a kasha. He just says you can't ask such a kasha. So the problem is, it seems like a pretty good kasha. So like, why can't I ask it? So the Marsha has trouble with understanding what Tosas is saying, and he says that probably Tosas doesn't mean to say ein lahakshos. It's probably a typo. It's probably is lahakshos. Probably what Tosas means to say is this is a good kasha. Someone should ask this kasha, not ein lahakshos, but that it's a kasha that should be asked. Okay, now that we know that we're allowed to ask the kasha, so what's the answer? So Rabbi Yonah suggests that some answer, he says, that if it would not have said achas, there's makom to say that one city cannot be an Ir Nidachas because it only says arecha in the plural, that you need to have a minimum of two cities. So there needs to be such a big pirtza that it has to happen in more than one place in order for us to go to the extreme of declaring something an Ir Nidachas. So that's why it has to say achas. Tell tell me that you could also have one. It doesn't have to be two, right? Two is not only, I would have thought two is not only a maximum, but a minimum as well. So, but the Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like that pshat, because how could you darshan achas v'lo shalosh? The pasuk already needs to tell me that an ir achas can become an ir nidachas. So it's not there to be mema'it three. And he says you also can't say that if it would not have said achas, we would have learned from the word arecha that even more than two, because there's no svara to be mechalik between two and three. So he says, sure, there's a svara to be mechalik between two and three, because you're going to create a karcha, you're going to create this emptiness in Eretz Yisrael, these bald spots, so to speak, in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like that answer either. So it's not clear exactly what the answer is. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like either of his two suggestions. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Vaitu Zimnin Amrav Beis Din Echad Hudei Nosin Habishnayim Ushloshim Ati Din Nosin, that sometimes Rav would say that it's Dafka in Beis Din Echad that you don't make three Arei Nidachos, but if you have in two or three different Bate Dinim, you can make various Arei Nidachos. V'Zimnin Amrav, and sometimes Rav would say Afil B'Shayim Ushloshim Bate Dinim Li'Olam Ein Nosin, that even in two or three Bate Dinim they cannot make three Arei Nidachos. My time at the Rav Mishum Karcha, what's the basis for Rav? Because maybe you're going to leave Eretz Yisrael empty or bald of its inhabitants, so by making too many Arim Nidachos, you're going to be destroying towns, communities. Some Reish Lakish Lo Shanu Al B'Makom Echad Al B'Shayim Shoshu Mekamos Osin, that's only in one place, like three in the Galil, three in Yehuda, but to have two in Galil and two in Yehuda, that you can have even multiple Arim Nidachos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Osin Mishum Karcha, that even in multiple places you're not allowed to do it because of this concern of Karcha. Tanya Kava says Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan, Enos and Shalosh Ayaros Menudachos Baritz Yisrael, you're not allowed to make three Arim Ayaros Menudachos in Eretz Yisrael, Avalos and Osan Shtayim Kigon Achas B'Yudu Vachas B'Galil, but you can have two as long as you have one in Yehuda, one in Galil. Aval Shtayim B'Yudu Shtayim B'Galil, Enos, but to have two in Yehuda and two in Galil, that you can't do. U'smuch L'Sfar Afilu Achas Enos, and close to a border town, you can't even make one Ir Nidachas. My time, Shami Yishmu Nachum Yachim V'Yosar Yisrael, because that's our security. The Nachrim that live on the other side of the border are going to realize that there's a town that's empty of any inhabitants, and they're going to come in and they're going to attack and they're going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Right? We know how important it is to have communities on border towns in Eretz Yisrael. Without those communities, that's the front line that protects Eretz Yisrael. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan is correct in the Braisa, that even in Shnei Mekamos you can't have more than you can't have more than two Arim Nidachos. So ask the Gemara, why does the Braisa have to give me a reason that you can't have when you're in Yidachas on the border town, because the Nachar might come to destroy her. It's all the typically to make Kirbacham Rachman Velom and Asfar. Shouldn't we learn it just from Xeris HaKasuv? So Rabbi Shimon needs to darsh time with the Kra. Says it's Xeris HaKasuv, but we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, who is Dorish time with the Kra, who derives the, uses the reasons for the dinim as a basis for when to apply those dinim and when not to apply those dinim. Doresh time with the Kra doesn't just mean he suggests that there are reasons for the dinim in the Torah. Of course there are reasons for the dinim in the Torah. Dorish Taim Dekra means he uses it as a midrash Torah, the drashas ban, to derive halacha from it. So that's what he's doing over here as well, that when if there would be a case where that would not be a concern, that Shemi Yishmu Nachrim, then the whole din won't apply because he's Dorish Taim Dekra. So Sanhedrin Gedolah Haisa, so we said in the Mishnah that Sanhedrin Gedolah had 71 Dayanim and Moshe was Al Gabein, because it says Esfalif Shiv Mishmi Zikna Yisrael, so it's plus Moshe, but Rabbi Yehuda said no, it was only 70 in total. So my time the Rabbanan Amri Moshe al Gabehen, what's the basis of the Rabbanan that requires 71 members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, because Moshe Rabbeinu was in addition to the 70? Where do we find in the pasuk that Moshe was appointed as one of the members of the Sanhedrin? So Amar Kra, because the pasuk says V'siyatzvu Sham Imach, that we darshin in the Ohel Moed Imach V'at Vadayu. Imach means with you, that they should be with you, and you are among them, you are counted among them, and therefore you're going to gather 70 people and they're going to be with you, so you're one of them, and that's how you get to 71. Now, we generally have a klal that we've been utilizing up until this point in this Masechta, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself is keneged shivim ve'echad. So does Yantav raise the question, shouldn't we derive from this pasuk that you need 141 dayanim? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu himself is keneged shivim ve'echad, and he's told to get another 70, so 70 plus 71 is 141. How do we derive that it's only 71? So Tos Yomtov writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was only connected to Shivim Ve'echad when he was Dan Yechidi, but whenever he was together with other Dayanim, then he only counts as one Dayan. If he was Dan alone, so then he was connected to Shivim Ve'echad, but together with the others, he's considered like 71 Dayanim. The Rashash explains it based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in 4th paragraph of Pirkei Avos says, Al Tihi Dan Yechidi, She'ein Dan Yechidi Ela Echad, and then it says, Va'al Tomer Kiblu Da'ati, She'ein Rashon Velo Ata. So the Bartanur explains, don't tell those who disagree with you, kiblu dati, because I'm a mumcha, and I could have been done without you, because ein rashon v'lo ata, once you join them in on your beis din, they are as much dayanim as you are. So that's exactly what the Tos Yom Tov is saying, right? The Rashash points out exactly what the Bartanura says in that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that you shouldn't be dan yichidi, and when you are part of a Sanhedrin, don't tell the other people, well, I'm more qualified than you and therefore my vote counts more than yours. No, it doesn't. Once you're together with other people, your vote counts no more than the vote of those other people. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe Rabbeinu is not among the 71. It's only 70 Dayanim. Imach Mishum Shechina. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavet that the Zekenim should stand together with Moshe Rabbeinu outside the Ol Moed, and they shouldn't go into the Ol Moed because of the covered Ashchina. For Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to respond to that taina? They also have to say Imach Mishum Shechina. So how do they know that Moshe Rabbeinu counts as one of the Dayanim on the Sanhedrin HaGadol? So the Mar explains that they're also moda that the word Imach means Mishum Shechina. But Amar Kra Benasu Itcha B'Masa Ha'am Itcha Vat Ba'adayu. It's not from Imach, it's from Itcha. So that's how I see that Moshe Rabbeinu is added to the 70. For Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the word Itcha? Itcha B'Domelach. That means that they have to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, in that they have to be free of any sort of blemish in their yichus. They have to be very respectable people from very respectable backgrounds. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who hold that we learn from the word Itcha that Moshe was included in the Sanhedrin, how do they know that the other Dayanim have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu from respectable backgrounds? Mivahakal me'alecha v'nasu itach nafka. We learn it from that pasuk. V'yalfa Sanhedrin gedol m'Sanhedrin katana. And even though that pasuk is from a Sanhedrin katana, we learn the din must be true by Sanhedrin gedola as well. That v'nasu itach b'masa am is extra for a drasha, and therefore we can learn from there that Moshe Rabbeinu is included with the Zekenim, and therefore, together with Moshe Rabbeinu, with 71 Dayanim. Tan Rabbanan, Ve'yishar Rishnei Anashim B'machna. The pasuk says that there were two people left in the Machna, Eldad and Medad, that did not go out to the Ol Moed with the others of Canaan. They stayed in the Machna, and they were misnavei in the Machna. They started saying Nevua. So Yesh Omrim, Bekalpi Nishtairu. Some say that they were left over in the box that they would draw lots from. So what was the story? Why was there a box? What were they drawing lots about? Shebeshah, Shamla, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Asfili, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the tzivoy to gather 70 zakenim to make up Sanhedrin, Amar Moshe Ketzad Esa. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what am I supposed to do? How should I pick 70? Ever Shisha Mikol Shevet Shevet, should I pick 6 from each Shevet? Nimtzu Shnayim Yaserim. That's going to be 72, because 12 times 6 is 72. So how am I going to whittle it down to 70? You see that he was going to pick 6 from each Shevet, and therefore we would end up with 72. L'chora, the Achronim raised the Kasha, there are 13 Shvatim, because Yosef is really Menashe and Ephraim, was really divided into two. So which one was he gonna leave out? So the Iyun Yaakov writes that Yosef is only divided into two when it comes to Nachal and Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to the Degalim, and when it comes to the Nesiim. But Legabe, every other halacha, Yosef is still considered just one Shevet, and therefore Menashe and Ephraim would have been three from each, probably. It would have been 6 total from Yosef. In the Sanhedrin Ketana, Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana, he explains that No, Levi would have been left out. Levi was not, Moshe Rabbeinu was not choosing any dayanim from Levi, because the pasuk says, "Esfli shemish mizikne Yisrael asher yadata kiyem zikne ha'am v'shotrav." And the Medrash says that it means those who were shotrim in Mitzrayim over the Bnei Yisrael. That and Levi didn't have any shotrim in Mitzrayim over the Bnei Yisrael, so it was Levi that was excluded. But Yitaka did have from each Menashe and Ephraim. Okay, one of them has to be excluded. Whenever we say 12 Shvatim, it's always either excluding Levi or it's putting Menashe and Ephraim together back into Yosef. So those are the two Shitas and Achronim over here. So anyway, bottom line is, he was going to end up with 72. So he said, what should I do? Ever Chamish Chamish Mikol Shevet Shevet? Should I pick 5 from each Shevet? Nimsa Asar Chaserim. I'll be 10 short. Ever Shish Mishevet Zeh, Chamish Mishevet Zeh. Also, I don't know what you'll tell me. Pick 6 from 10 out of the Shvatim and pick 5 from 2 out of the Shvatim. Hareini Matil Kinah Ben HaShvatim. We see the results in this week's parsha, the last week's parsha, of what happens when you're Matil Kinah Ben HaShvatim. Not a good idea. So what did he do? Bira Shisha Shisha. He picked 6 from each Shevet. Ve'evi Shemushnayim Pitkin. And he got 72 raffle tickets. Al Shivim Kasav Zakein. On 70 of the 72, he wrote the word Zakein. Ushnayim Miniach Chalak. And he left 2 of them empty. He mixed them all together, put them in a box. Amar Lam, and he told all the 72, everyone come take out one raffle ticket. Call me Shalom Biyadu Zakein. Anyone who pulled out a ticket that said Zakein, Amar Kvar Kitchcha Shemaim said, ah, you've been chosen by the Ribbono Shalom. You're a member of the Sanhedrin. Mishalom Biyadu Chalak. But someone who pulled, the two lucky winners or losers that picked out the blank one, so Amar Amakom Lo Chafe. He says, it's obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined in HaShemayim that you're not supposed to be part of the Sanhedrin. Nothing I could do for you. So that's what it means. Bekalpi Nishtairu. That Eldad and Medad were those final two. But the way it seems to say, Bekalpi Nishtairu means they were left in the box. It means they were so afraid to go and pick the tickets because they were afraid they would get the blank ones that they didn't participate in the whole system. So therefore, the system isn't actually what chose the dayanim. What chose the dayanim is the 70 who participated anyway. It was only 70, and that's how they ended up with 70. Keyotzi b'davar atomer. He had a similar such system that was implemented when it came to the pidyon of the Bechorim for the Leviim, because the numbers didn't even out when the Kedusha transferred from the Bechorim to the Leviim. So v'lakach chamesh chamesh shkalim l'gulgolos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take 5 shkalim from the 273 Bechori Yisrael that didn't have Leviim corresponding to them to redeem them, meaning there was a discrepancy of 273 people between the number of Bechorim and the number of Leviim. So for every Bechor that had a Levi corresponding to him, the Kedusha just transferred from one to the other. But if he had a Bechor that did not have a Levi corresponding to him, so then he had to be podim with Chamish Shkalim. So Amar Moshe, Ketzadeh Asa Yisrael, what should I do for the Bechorim? Im Amar Lo, if I tell the Bechor, Tein Li Pidyon Chavetzei, give me your Pidyon money, and then that's it, you're released of this Kedusha, Yom Li Kavarth Bedani Ben Levi. He'll say, how do you know that I wasn't among the 22,000 that had a Levi corresponding to them? How do you know I'm among the extra 273? So I shouldn't have to pay for that. Ma'asa. So what did he do? Hevi Yasmushayim Alafim Pitkin. He brought 22,000 little raffle tickets for Kasav Alein Ben Levi, and he wrote on them Ben Levi. Val Shoshim Masayim, and on 273 others he wrote Kasav Alein Chamisha Shkalim. He wrote 5 Shkalim. I mean, he wrote the words 5 Chamisha Shkalim. So Blal, and then he mixed them all together in the sun and Bekalpi, and he put them in the box of Amrlan, and he told everybody Tulupit Keichem. Everyone take one petek. Misha Labiado Ben Levi. Whoever got a Ben Levi on it, Amrlo Kvar Piduacha Ben Levi. He was told, ah, you're a Bechor that pulled out a ticket that says Ben Levi, it must be that you have a Levi corresponding to you, and therefore your Pidyon is taken care of. Misha Labiyadu Chamish Shkalim. If someone pulled up a ticket that said Chamish Shkalim, Amrlo, Tein Pidyon Chavitzei. So you say, okay, so you give your Pidyon, and that's it, and then that's how you're going to be redeemed. You didn't have a Levi corresponding to you. So it's the same basic system. But going back to Eldad and Medad, Rabbi Shimon Omer, B'machne Nishtairu, that it wasn't that when we said that they remained behind, that Vayisharu, it doesn't mean that their raffle tickets remained in the box because they didn't pick their tickets. It means that they remained behind in the Machne. B'shasham l'Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Esfali Shiv Mish, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Rabbeinu, gather me 70 people, Amr Eldad and Medad, they didn't ruim l'Sagadula. Eldad and Medad on their own said, we don't deserve it. We're not right way to be on the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, and even though they were chosen among the Zakenim, that could be. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hol Miat Tematzcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, wow, what an evil. Since you minimized yourselves, Harein Mosif Gedula al Gedulaschem. That's the way it works sometimes. People who run away from the Kavod, as the Mishnah says, the Kavod chases after them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says to them, because you tried to minimize your own importance, your own Chashivas, I'm going to add extra Gedula to you. So Magedula Hosef Lem, what extra Gedula did he add to them? Shenavim Kula Nisnabu Upasku Vehem Nisnabu Vlo Pasku. All other Nevi'im were Misnave and then stopped. They were Misnave and they did not stop in their Nevua. So we're going to have a Machlokas Tanoim. What Nevua Eldar Umeidat Seru? Ma Nevua Nisnabu? What Nevua did they say? So three possibilities. So Amru, one possibility is they said Moshe Meis V'Yoshua Machnas Yisrael La'Eretz. That La'Eretz. That Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die and Yoshua is going to be the one that leads the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. The Balaturim has a remez. It says Eldar Umeidat Misnabim. So he says Misnabim could be broken into two words. Words. Mace Neviam. Elder Lameidad is, as what they said was Mace Neviam, that their Navi, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, was going to die. Abuchadnom Rishum Rabbi Lazar, Al Iske Slav Hin Misnabim. They were Misnabim about the Slav. Ali Slav, that this bird called the Slav is going to come in the Machna. Rav Nachum Namar, Al Iske Gogumagogoy Misnabim. They were Misnabim about Melchamas Gogumagog way in the future. Shinemar, Paskin Yecheskel says when it talks about Gogumagog, Koam Arashem Elukim, Hatahu Asher Dibarti Biyam. But don't read it as Shanim, read it Shnaim, that there were two people that were misnabe about this. Where did we ever have a two people that were misnabe at the same time, the very same Nevuah? It must be that that's a reference. So the Navi Yecheskel is referring back to Eldar Umeidat that they were the first ones to be misnave about the Melchemes Gog Umagog at the end of time. Targum Yonasan ben Aziel writes that, meaning the way the Gemara makes it sound is that there are three different interpretations of what they were misnave, and according to all three interpretations, they were misnave the same thing at the same time. It's just a question of what the content of the Nevuah was. But the Targum Yonasan ben Aziel writes that Eldad was misnave that Moshe Rabbeinu would die, Meidad was misnave and the Slav, and they were both misnave together about Gog Umagog. Okay, so a slightly different presentation. Amar Mar, Kolavim Kulin Sabu Paskum. Now, we had mentioned in this Brisa that all other Nevi'im said the Nevuah and then stopped. But Eldad Meidad continued. So Minalan de Pascu, how do I know that other Nevi'im were only Misnavi L'Sha'a and then they stopped? If you're going to tell me because it says by the other Zakenim Vayisnabu V'lo Yasvu, and Lo Yasvu means they stopped, they didn't add any more Nevuah Elameyatev. That's what Lo Yasvu means. Well, when the Torah describes the voice of the Shechina and Maimon Har Sinai, it says Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf. You mean to tell me that the call of the Shechina stopped? The call of the Shechina never stops. The call of the Shechina is unlimited. It's God is infinite and anything, and therefore the call is infinite. Ella, so it must be to lo pasaku. It must mean that lo yasaf doesn't mean that it didn't continue. It means that it didn't stop. So by the Zekadim that it says ve'isnabuv lo yasfu, it must also mean that it didn't stop. So where do you get the idea that the Zekadim, all the other Zekadim, that Nevuah stopped? Adarabu, the pasuk seems to be telling me Dafka didn't stop. So Ella, so hacha, when it comes to Nevuah, the other is Kenim Ksiv Vayisnabu. It says Vayisnabu in the Lashon of Avar, meaning that they already were Misnave. Hasam, but by Eldar Umeidat Ksiv, it says Misnabim, that Adayin Misnabim Vaholchim, which implies that that's an ongoing thing that's happening, that the Nevuah is continuing. So that's the Diuk. That's how we know that the difference between Eldar Umeidat and the rest of the Nevi'im. Well, but now we're going to go to assess the various possibilities of what the Nevuah was. So we had three possibilities, that Moshe Rabbeinu would die, about the Slav, or about Gog Umagog. So Bishlam, Nadir Moshe Meis, Hayim Dixiv Adoni Moshe Kla'im. If the Nevuah was that Moshe was going to die, I understand very well why Yehoshua said, wipe these people out. This is terrible what they're being misnave. Yeah, because Yehoshua didn't want to hear that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die. Even though it's a little bit of a funny thing. Meaning, if they got such a Nevuah, the Allah halach is that someone who's kovish nevuasa is chayiv misa. So what does Yeshua want from them? Meaning they're not allowed to be kovish nevuasa. They got a nevuah, you got to say it. So in the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana, he says, no, that's only before there's a chasimas gzar din. Meaning the point of not being kovish nevuasa is because the Navi is supposed to share something with the people to inspire them to tshuva, so that whatever terrible thing could happen to them won't happen to them. But if the nevuah was already fait accompli, they're saying that it's done. There's nothing to be done about this anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die. Well, why share that news? Just keep that to yourself. There's no toelus that's going to come from that. But if you say that they were misnavi about the slav or about Gog and Magog, what's Yeshua getting all upset about? So no, what he was getting all upset about is how could you be misnavi when Moshe Rabbeinu was around? You're not supposed to be mora alacha bifnei rabo. In Maseches Erevin, the Gemara says that Rabbi Levi says that Yeshua was punished because he was mora alacha bifnei rabo by saying Adoni Moshe Klaim, he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu shut these people up, get rid of them. That was mora alacha b'fnei rabo. So the Poros Yosef says you have to say that Rabbi Levi holds that Yeshua got angry on them because they were saying Moshe Meis v'Yeshua machnis, and not like these other two opinions, because it's not possible, says the Poros Yosef, that what Yeshua was upset about was that they were mora alacha b'fnei rabo, and in response to that he was mora alacha b'fnei rabo. That wouldn't make any sense. So it must be that sheet of Rabbi Levi that appears in Maseches Erevin is assuming like the sheet over here that what upset Yoshua was that their nevuah was that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die. Bishlam nandem rahani tati. I understand if you hold like the other two opinions. I understand that Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to Yoshua was mi itain kolam Hashem neviim. Halavai, all the Am Hashem should say such things. Al nandem Moshe Meis. But according to the opinion that what they were being misnabi that Moshe Rabbeinu will die. Menech avinichalei. What Moshe Rabbeinu was okay with that? Mi itain. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that's such wonderful things. So it says, well, no, Yeshua didn't get to finish telling Moshe Rabbeinu what he wanted to say to him. He just told him there were these two Nevi'im that are misnavi, and you have to do something about this. It's terrible. And he never got to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're being misnavi, that you should die. So before, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hear that, so he said, Mi'itei, no, it's great. Let people be misnavi. The more the merrier. It's happy. And now that, but had Yeshua finished and told them what they were saying, he would not have said miyitein. My kla'im, what does kla'im mean? So I'm lay hatel alein tzorchitzibur vein kolam alein. Meaning, what do Yeshua want Moshe Rabbeinu to do about this? He said, get rid of them. He wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to go murder them? What do he want to do? So he said, something like murder. Put them in charge of the tzibur, make them the, put them on the board of the shul, and, that will finish them off. So if you put give them the responsibilities of the tzibur, so that will knock him out. So minayin lahavi od shlosha. Then going back to the Mishnah, we said that we know that you need 20 dayanim on a Sanhedrin Ketana because you need to have two edas, right? Eda shofetes, eda matzelas. I mean, how do I know that you have another three? Because in order to convict someone of a capital crime, you need at least a two-person majority. So that's how you know you need at least 22. So you can have a 12-10 vote because you need eda shofetes and eda matzelas. You need at least 10 on each side. And a two-person majority, so it needs to be at least 22 in total. And then based in shakl, so mosifin alein od echad, right? That's how we arrived at the number 23. Says the yeah, but now that you have 23, you're never going to have a two-person majority to convict a person. Because if it's a 12-11 vote, it's only a one-person majority. If it's a 13-10 vote, then it's a three-person majority. So you still never have a two-person majority. So Rabbi Bo, we have to now, the case where you have a two-person majority is if there was a stalemate. It was an 11-11 vote, and one of the dayanim said eini yodea. So then you add two dayanim. So now it's going to be a 13-11 vote because the one that said eini yodea is off. He's out. So now you'll have an even number of dayanim, 24 dayanim, and you could have a two-person majority. Or you could assume that you could have a two-person majority on the Sanhedrin HaGadol if you assume, like Rabbi Yehuda, that there are only 70 and not 71 dayanim on the Sanhedrin HaGadol. That when we're mosif onto two extra dayanim, then we're creating a bezin shakel. Even though we have a rule that you're not supposed to have a bezin shakel because we don't want to have a stalemate, but in a case where you have to be mosif tayanim, so then you always add two, it's always creating a bezin shakel. Says Mar Pshita, yeah, the Mishnah said, if one of the dayanim says any yodea, we add two dayanim. So I could do the math, I could figure out that if you started with 23, you subtract one and you add two, that you're going to end up with an even number, you're not going to end up with an odd number. So what exactly is Rabbi Yavo teaching me? So says Mar Mao de Tema, I had to come in any yodea, come out the Isay Dami. I would have thought that the one who says any yodea is still a member of the Sanhedrin, even when you add the extra two, and therefore Yamar Milsa Sheminilei. If he suggests something, then we're going to hear him out, and we're going to listen to what he says. So Kamash Milan, that's what Rabbi Yavo is teaching me. Taid Kamar in Yodea, Kamen to Lase Dami. That once the guy said in Yodea, when they were at 23, and you had 11 to 11, and one guy says in Yodea, that's it. He's voting himself off of the Sanhedrin. Once we had the extra two dayanim, if this guy that said in Yodea starts suggesting limud zchus or whatever argument, we just don't listen to him. He's no longer a member of the Sanhedrin. Amar Rav Kana, Sanhedrin shero kulan l'chova. Let's say you have a Sanhedrin that they all vote unanimously l'chova to convict the guy potrosa. Then the guy does not get convicted. My time, that seems so counterintuitive. If it's such an obvious case that all of them voted to convict him, shouldn't it be obvious that you convict him? So, kivin de gemiri halanas din lemevel lezuchusa. No, since we have a halacha that you need to sleep on it before you convict a person, and the purpose of sleeping on it is that people will think of a limud zchus v'ani sulo chazulei. But people who know that they were part of a Sanhedrin where not a single person saw it differently, so there's never gonna, they're not gonna go through that thought process of having a limud zchus because they know that they have full confidence. There's no pushback. If there's no pushback, it doesn't cause a person to rethink things. If a person just surrounds themselves or is always is among a group of people that are all fully like-minded, so there's not going to be any pushback to think any differently. In order to think a little differently and to think of new arguments, you need to have someone who says otherwise. There was no one that said otherwise over here. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, in Moshim Sanhedrin, Ella, the qualifications to serve on a Sanhedrin are the following. Balei Koma needs to be tall people. Balei Chachma needs to be people who have a lot of Chachma. The Ben Yoyada says, does not mean Chachma Satorah, because that is obvious. It means Chachma Sateva, other Chachmos. Balei Mara needs to be nice-looking people. Balei Zikna needs to be people who are of a certain age. Not too old, though, because then they forget Sar Gidul Banim, and they're not going to have Rachmanos, but it can't be too young either. Balei Kshafim, it needs to be people who know all about Kishuv, because if you're going to judge cases relating to Kishuv, and you don't know anything about it, so how are you going to judge such cases? You have people who serve on Batei Din, who don't know the first thing about business. If you don't know anything about business, how are you going to judge cases where there are disputes in business? V'yodim b'shivim lashon, and people who understand 70 languages, shlotei Sanhedrin shemas mipiyam meturgaman, that the Sanhedrin shouldn't have to hear from a meturgaman, so they should be yodim b'shivim lashon, because something is always lost in translation. Right? That's the Beis Halevi on this week's parsha, that the Melech Mitzrayim was supposed to understand shivim lashon. Ve'igashe lav Yehuda was that, I think Beis Halevi says, was that Yehuda realized that something was off over here, because the conversation didn't make any sense that he was having with Yosef, because he said, we're brothers, and Yosef said, you're spies. No, we're brothers, we're 11, we have a father, you're spies. Like, there was no give and take. So Yehuda must have thought that the Meturgaman was messing up. So, Vayigash, I love Yehuda, Dabr na ba'oznei Adoni. Let me talk straight to your ear, because I think the Meturgaman isn't telling it to you right. And you're going to tell me you're not going to understand my language? Ki kamocha kiparo. You're supposed to be like Paro, you're supposed to understand Shivim Lashon, otherwise you're not qualified to sit in the seat that you're occupying, and therefore I'm going to speak directly to you. So Shivim Lashon is a thing that people of a great stature are supposed to understand. So Sanhedrin is supposed to know Shivim Lashon. Amri Demrav, in Moshim Sanhedrin al Mishi Yodeh Letaris Hasharetz Min HaTorah, that we can only appoint someone to Sanhedrin if he's so clever that he can come up with a limud of a Kavul Chomer to be Metar Hasharetz, even though it's a Beferish Halacha that Hasharetz is Tameh. So Amri Rav, Aniyad Rav says, oh, I think I would qualify because I could come up with a Kal V'chomer. If a nachash, which is venomous and kills and brings more tumah into the world, tohar, nevertheless is not metame others, sheretz sheinu meimusumar betuma, a sheretz which doesn't is harmless, it doesn't really kill anybody, it's just a nuisance, and it's therefore not mar betuma. Einu din sheyeh tahor, all the more so should be tahor. Velohi, why is the kal v'chomer not compelling? Midadava kotz bi'alma. There are things that kill that are not metame, like a weapon, like a coat can kill someone and is not metame. Amar v'dam rav kol ir she'ein ba shnayim l'daber ve'echad l'shmoa. Any city that doesn't have two people who know how to speak 70 languages and an additional one who at least can understand 70 languages, you can't have a Sanhedrin in such a city because you don't have people that will understand all the languages. Beitar avushlosha, Beitar had three dayanim that knew how to speak 70 languages. Biavna arba, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, Vishimon HaTimni, Dan Lefneihem Bekarka. And there was the Shimon HaTimni was done in front of them sitting on the karka, so they had a lot of people who knew all these languages. Meisvei, they asked, well, wait a second, Shlishis, a city that has three people who know how to speak 70 languages, Chachama is considered to be very wise. Revi is in the Malay Menu. If there are four that know, then there's no Sanhedrin that's greater than that. So you see that you need a minimum of three people to speak 70 languages. Not like Rav said, you only need two people who know how to speak 70 languages. So Huda Markiyai Tana, that Rav assumes like a different Tana, Detanya Shnia Chachama, Shlisha in the Malay Menu, that we shift the numbers, that two is already considered qualified, and three is Ein L'mala Hemena. So that's all you really need is two. So now we're going to go through who are the... We identify various people that are mentioned by a variety of titles throughout Shas. So anytime you find the phrase, L'meidin L'fnei Chachamim, who is that? That's Levi Mirebi. It's Levi learning from Rebbe. Danin L'fnei Chachamim, that's Shimon ben Azai, v'Shimon ben Zoma, v'Chanan Amitri, v'Chananya ben Chachinai. Those are the Danin L'fnei Chachamim, those four Zekenim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni Chamisha, he says, no, there's a fifth one in the group. It's Shimon, v'Shimon, v'Shimon, Chanan, v'Chananya. Meaning it's Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma, Shimon HaTimni, Chanan HaMitzri, and Chananya ben Chachinai. Essentially, you just added Shimon HaTimni to the list of those who are the Danin Levnei Chachamim. Rabbi Seinu Shem Bavel, whenever we refer to Rabbi Seinu Shem Bavel, Rav Shmuel. That's always Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Shem Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. That's Rabbi Abba. Even though it's Rabbi Seinu in the plural, it's just Rabbi Abba. Dayone Gola, Karna. Dayone Gola is a reference to Karna. The Rashbam in a number of places in Babasra Dafai and elsewhere, he says Dayana Gola is Karna Ushmuel. It's Shmuel and Karna, which would make sense because it's plural. Dayana Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. Dayana Dupumbedisa, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. Dayana Dinarda, Rav Ada Bar Minyumi. Sabi de Sura, who are the elders of Sura? Rav Huna v'Rav Chista. Sabi Dupumbedisa is Rav Yehuda v'Rabbi Ina. Harifi Dupumbedisa, the sharp ones of Pumbedisa, that's Ifa v'Avimi b'nei Rechava, the two sons of Rechava. Amuroi de Pumbedisa, Rabbi Rav Yosef. Amuroi de Nardai, Rav Chama. Narbalai Masnu, whenever it says Narbalai Masnu, people from a place called Naharbala, that's Rami Bar Barabi. Amri Beirav, that's always Rav Huna. I'm Rav Huna, but wait, didn't Rav Huna once quote Amri Beirav? So if Amri Beirav is Rav Huna, how could it be that Rav Huna is ever quoting the Amri Beirav? El Rav Hamnuna. It must be that Amri Beirav is a reference to Rav Hamnuna, and that's that because he was also a Talmud of Rav. Amri Bimar Rava, Rabbi Yirmiya. Sholchu Mitam, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Machu Allah Bimar Rava, whenever we said they laughed at this in Eretz Yisrael, that's Rabbi Lazar. That's who it's referring to. So some frankly, Gemara, Sholchu Mitam, L'divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, but didn't they once send a message that was called Sholchu Mitam, and it started with, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina? Well, if the Sholchu Mitam is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, how could it start with, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina? Ela Epoch, Sholchu Mitam is Rabbi Lazar, Machu Allah b'marava is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, which also doesn't work great, Tosus points out, because in Maseches Nazir Daf Mem Beis we find a Machu Allah b'marava on something that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said. So it's hard to assume that he was laughing at himself, right? So that doesn't work out great. We said, how many people, what's the population of the city, the minimal population of the city to qualify for a Sanhedrin? So we said 120 people. So Mayav Esr, Mayav Yitayu, where do we get the number 120? So says Gemari, here's how. Esr Mishlosh Kenag Sanhedrin Katana. First of all, you need 23 members of the Sanhedrin Katana. And then Sholosh Shiroh Shalasr Mishlosha. Then you need another three rows that sit in front of them, each of them that have 23 Dayanim in those rows. So now you have three, now you need four times 23. Sarei Tishim Vitarti, 4 times 23 is 92. Okay, that's still not 120. Yeah, but sorry about Talmud Shal Beis HaKnesses. You need 10 people who don't go to work and sit and learn in shul all day so that they could always, you could always have a minion. You'll never miss a minion in the shul. Hare Me'u Trey. So that's 102. Ushnei Sofrim. You're going to need two Sofrei Adayanim, two scribes. Ushnei Chazanim. You're going to need two Shamashim in the Beis Din. Shnei Balei Dinim. You need to have two people fighting. Otherwise, what's the point of the Beis Din? Shnei Edim. You need two witnesses. Shnei Zomim. You need two witnesses to potentially be Edim Zomim. Ushnei Zomim Zomim. And you need two witnesses to be the Zomim of the Zomim. Hare Me'ev Arbeisar. So now we're up to 104. Okay, so we're only 16 short to get to our number of 120. So Vitanya, we have a brisa that fills those in. Kol Yerushin Ba'asar Dvar Malalu. Any city that doesn't have the following 10 things, Ein Talmud Chacham Rashi Ladur B'Tocha. Talmud Chacham is not allowed to live in. Beis Din Makin V'Onshin. You need a Beis Din that's able to do Malkus and punish people. V'Kupa Shal Tzedaka Nigvus B'Shnayim. V'Kupa Shal Tzedaka, that has two people that collect the money with them. Is Chalakas B'Shlosha. And it divides up the money with three, it distributes the money with three people. Beis HaKnesses, you need a Beis HaKnesses, or Beis HaMerchatz, you need a bathhouse, or Beis HaKisa, you need a bathroom, Rofe, you need a doctor, V'Uman, you need a bloodletter, V'Lavler, you need a scribe, Melami Tinokos, and you need a Rebbe for children, Mishum Rebbe Kiva Amru, Af Amine Pira, you also need different types of payrolls, Mishum Amine Pira, Me'irin Esayinayim. So in addition to the 104 that we said, you need two to collect the tzedakah, three to divide the tzedakah, that's 109, one to be a doctor, one to be an Uman, one to be a Lavler, one to be a Melami Tinokos, so that's how you can end up with Me'ev Esr Mish, and that's how you can have a city that's Ratway for a Sanhedrin. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the two dots at the bottom. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.